interesting interview. Top tips on how to become a millionaire. Good evening and welcome to The Chamber, the show that finds out the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And joining me tonight is controversial multimillionaire businessman Lord Moulton. Lord Moulton, who's 61 years old, started his first business at the age of 11, selling used vegetables door to door in his native village of Somerton, Yorkshire. He was a millionaire by the age of 17, but lost his first fortune after getting divorced at the age of 18. Since then, he's made and lost millions more times than seems possible. He's famous throughout the world for his no-nonsense business approach and tough bargaining style. Good evening, Lord Moulton.
Good? That's not a word I like to use. Nothing's good in this world.
Oh, okay.
Right. Right. Before we start, I want to renegotiate my fee. I'm not saying another word until it's doubled.
Come now, Lord Moulton. You can't be serious. Please, Lord Moulton, we're on live radio. Oh, very well. We'll double the fee.
Not quick enough. I want it trebled now.
This is outrageous. Please, I beg you. Very well.
Sign here, please. And that's how to become a millionaire.
Do you usually negotiate like this?
I always insist on getting at least twice what something's worth. I take advantage of people's weaknesses. You were in a weak position because we're on live radio. If you hadn't paid up, I'd have walked off. And you wouldn't have had a show. You couldn't win and I couldn't lose. That, my friend, is how I do business.
I see. Very interesting. You're certainly living up to your reputation. Now, my first question is, if you had to choose three adjectives to describe yourself, what would they be?
Pig-headed.
I'm sorry?
Pig-headed. I've always depended on one thing in life, my pig-headedness.
What do you mean?
I'd rather lose a fortune than give in during a negotiation. It's my way or the highway, as they say in the States. That's how I lost my second fortune, in fact.
Perhaps you could tell us about that.
I once borrowed £5 million from a bank to buy the secret recipe to a unique flavour of ice cream from a small family-run business. I wanted to sell it on to a large Italian multinational company, but they wouldn't pay me what I wanted, £15 million. So I refused to sell. They wouldn't back down and I wouldn't either. Eventually, the bank called in my debts and the electricity was turned off at my warehouse. The ice cream melted. There was nothing left, just a large lake of melted ice cream. I was bankrupt. But so what? At least I'd stop the Italian company getting a bargain at my expense.
Fascinating. And two more adjectives?
Ruthless.
In what ways are you ruthless, Lord Moulton?
I'd sell my own mother to make a profit. In fact, I once did. but I bought her back a few weeks later once the deal had gone through. She wasn't very happy, though. Refused to talk to me for months after that. Never could understand why. She knew what I was like.
And your third adjective?
Mean.
In what sense are you mean?
In every sense. I'm unkind, ungenerous, and unpleasant. I'm proud to say I'm the most unpleasant person I know, in fact. I've been accused of doing terrible things, and every one of them is true. Just last week, I threw a mobile phone at my valet.
Why?
He wasn't being quick enough. And I'm proud to say that I've never given a penny to charity. You don't get to be a multi-millionaire by giving your money away.
Quite. Well, perhaps you could tell us something about your personal business philosophy. Do you have one?
Of course. It's The customer is always wrong. People have no idea. For example, when I was in my 20s, I tried selling veggie burgers as fast food. I started a veggie burger factory in central London and opened a chain of burger bars called Veggies. Our speciality was the big veggie. Two veggie patties on a bun with tomato, lettuce and two slices of cheese. No one bought them from our chain of restaurants. I lost a fortune and my family and I had to eat veggie burgers every day for the next 3 years.
So, how does this story show that the customer is always wrong?
The customers didn't agree with me. I'm always right, ergo they're wrong. It's not a difficult concept.
Well, on that note, I think we'll finish today's programme. Thank you for coming in, Lord Moulton.
Rubbish. I'm not going to stop talking until you pay me more money. I'm just going to talk and 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 talk.